You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week we start with Mingus at the Bohemia.
Thank you. starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Mm-hmm.
Fitzgerald. You know, it's wonderful about Ella. It seems like there's always gems that you've never heard. Here's one of them. Don't You Think I Ought to Know, Ella Fitzgerald on the Decca label, July 1947. accompanied by Bob Haggart and the orchestra. Rounds out our first set, so let's go to the top. We started with Charles Mingus. This is a package on his own debut label, Mingus at the Bohemia, from December 1955. Work Song was the name of it. George Barrow on tenor, Eddie Burt trombone, Mel Waldron piano, Mingus on bass, Willie Jones on the drums. Then Roy Haynes, from July 1960, a package called Just Us on the new jazz label, features Richard Wyans on piano, Eddie DeHaas bass, Roy Haynes drums, and Speak Low. Then we went way back to November 1937, Billie Holiday. Actually, this is a record under Teddy Wilson's name, with Billie Holiday as the featured vocalist, and the classic Nice Work If You Can Get It. Teddy Wilson on piano, Buck Clayton trumpet, Prince Robinson on clarinet, Vito Musso on tenor, Teddy Wilson piano, Alan Roos guitar, Walter Page bass, Cozy Cole on the drums. Then we listened to Bill Evans' solo piano from December 1958, Lucky to Be Me. It's off the package on the Riverside label, Everybody Digs Bill Evans. We followed up with Coleman Hawkins from August of 1949 on the Mercury label, his rendition of There's a Small Hotel. Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Benny Green trombone, Cecil Payne on baritone, Al Haig piano, John Collins on guitar, Nelson Boyd bass, Shadow Wilson on the drums. Then we listened to Kenny Dorham from March of 1955, a piece called Aphrodisia. It's on a package on the Blue Note label called Afro-Cuban, Kenny Dorham trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor, Cecil Payne baritone, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Horace Silver piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Art Blakey on drums, Carlos Valdez on conga, Richie Goldberg on more cowbell there. That brought us around to Ella Fitzgerald and Don't You Think I Oughta Know. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline is roughly from 1944 through 1964. Our second set this week starts with Joe Roland. This is off a package on the Savoy label, Jotun Joe Roland, and this is Garrity's Flight. Thank you. And we wrap things up with Jackie Bayard. Don't know if you've noticed, but in 160 programs, I think that's the second thing we've played by Jackie. I'm going to have to pay some more attention to him. Rounds out our set. Let's go to the top. We listen to Joe Roland, package on the Savoy label called Jotun Joel from January 1950. That was a piece called Garrity's Flight. Joe Roland on the vibes, Joe Puma on guitar, Ugarte on bass, and Harold Granosky on drums, plus a string section. Garrity's Flight, Joe Roland. After that, Yosef Lateef from December 1961, You've Changed, comes off a package on the new jazz label, Into Something was the name of it. Yosef Lateef on tenor, Barry Harris piano, Herman Wright on bass, Elvin Jones on the drums. Then we called on Ben Webster. This is December, I think 1961, complete Ben Webster on Emercy. It was a two CD set, Randall's Isle, with Ben Webster on tenor, Benny Carter on alto, Maynard Ferguson on trumpet, Gerald Wiggins piano, John Kirby on bass, and George Jenkins on the drums. Then we listened to Duke Ellington in the orchestra. This was from the soundtrack of the movie Anatomy of a Murder. Soundtrack was on the Columbia label. Hop Hay was the name of the tune. It means smartly dressed, featuring Johnny Hodges with Duke Ellington in the orchestra. Then we listened to Sonny Rollins' Movin' Out. That was the title track on a package on the Prestige label from August 1954. Sonny Rollins on tenor, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Elmo Hope piano, Percy Heath bass, Art Blakey on the drums. That brought us around to Jackie Bayard, Two Different Worlds, from May of 1964, package on the Prestige label called Out Front. Jackie Bayard on piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Walter Perkins on the drums. By design, our programs are mostly music and very little of me talking. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We'll see you next time around.